Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates Lasit Barphukan Police Academy and lays foundation stone for housing projects at Dergaon in Golaghat district of Assam. ISRO successfully conducts flight acceptance hot test of cryogenic engine for LVM3 launch vehicle at Mahindragiri in Tamil Nadu. All competitive examinations conducted through Maharashtra Public Service Commission to be held in Marathi also. Balochistan Liberation Army claims to have killed all 214 Pakistani military hostages taken in the train hijack incident. And in cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Mumbai Indians in the final of Women's Premier League in Mumbai this evening. And now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the revamped state-of-the-art Lasit Barphukan Police Academy and laid the foundation stone for Police Academy housing projects at Dergaon. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that Assam is developing at a fast pace and peace has returned to the state under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
आसाम विकास के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़ा है ये 10 साल में देश के नेता और प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में आसाम के लिए बोडो समझौता हुआ 2020 में कार्बी समझौता हुआ 21 में आदिवासी शांति समझौता 22 में उल्फा समझौता 23 में असम मेघालय बॉर्डर समझौता 23 में और असम अरुणाचल बॉर्डर समझौता भी 10,000 से ज्यादा युवाओं हथियार डालकर मेन स्ट्रीम में आए जिस असम में एक जमाने में आंदोलन गोलीबारी आतंकवाद की चर्चा थी वहां आज सबसे आधुनिक इंडस्ट्री सेमीकंडक्टर की लगने का काम भी हो चुका है.
Mr. Shah said that the center will provide 3 lakh crore rupee projects for the state and it will boost the infrastructure sector.
27,000 करोड़ की सेमीकंडक्टर के क्षेत्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट वो आसाम का भविष्य बदलने वाला है. अभी आसाम के निवेश के लिए यहाँ शिखर सम्मेलन हुआ 5,18,000 करोड़ के निवेश के लिए एमओयू हुए. मैं पूरे विश्वास से कहता हूँ इसमें से ज्यादातर जमीन पर उतरने वाले हैं. मोदी सरकार आसाम के विकास के लिए और 3 लाख करोड़ के प्रोजेक्ट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के लेकर आ रही. ये 8 लाख करोड़ के प्रोजेक्ट इतने सारे रोजगारी पैदा करेंगे.
While speaking on the occasion, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said, "Today is a red letter day for Assam Police and a befitting tribute for the legendary Ahom General Lasit Barphukan." The Chief Minister informed that the state government is also planning for a police medical college at the same campus. Mr. Sarma further said that law and order situation is the best in the state compared to the last decades and the crime rate has decreased more than 50%. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal said that this state-of-the-art police academy will produce best police forces in the country for tackling the new age crimes. Minister of State for External Affairs, Pavitra Margarita, and several other dignitaries were present on the occasion. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully completed the flight acceptance hot testing of the cryogenic engine designated for the 6th operational mission of the LVM3 launch vehicle, LVM-M6. The test was conducted at the ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahindragiri, Tamil Nadu. The LVM-3, also known as Launch Vehicle Mark 3, is a 3-stage medium-lift launch vehicle developed by ISRO. The cryogenic engine of every mission undergoes hot testing as part of its acceptance process for the flight, ISRO said in a statement. ISRO highlighted that the innovative test method significantly reduces the setup time and effort required for the flight acceptance test of a cryogenic engine, which in turn helps faster delivery of cryogenic stages for space missions. According to ISRO, the CE-20 engine's performance during the test met all objectives with parameters closely aligning with predictions throughout the test duration. The engine will now be integrated into the cryogenic upper stage of the LVM-3 M6 mission, which is scheduled for the second half of 2025. All competitive examinations conducted through the Maharashtra Public Service Commission, MPSC, will be held in Marathi also. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis recently made the announcement in the State Legislative Council, responding to the query raised by Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray Party's legislator, Milind Narvekar. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said that the technical languages exam are already conducted in both Marathi and English languages. Even if textbooks are currently unavailable, the new education policy allows us to conduct engineering courses in Marathi. A structured timeline will be set with MPSC and these exams will also be conducted in Marathi. This move is expected to help Marathi-speaking students who struggle with exams conducted only in English. Bhavana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi today said the government is committed to ensuring that consumers are well informed and protected against misleading claims. The minister made these remarks while addressing a webinar via video conferencing on the occasion of World Consumer Rights Day. Mr. Joshi emphasized that the government has modernized the grievance redressal mechanism by focusing on consumer empowerment. He highlighted that the Consumer Protection E-Commerce Rules 2020 helped in protecting consumers from unfair trade practices in the e-commerce sector. Mr. Joshi underlined that the National Consumer Helpline has truly become a cornerstone for consumer empowerment in India, serving as a single point access for grievance redressal. The minister mentioned that the government is actively working to make sustainable products more affordable and accessible. He added that the government is encouraging industries to adopt environmental friendly manufacturing processes and sustainable innovations. He further said that the government is not only focusing on consumer protection, but also on consumer prosperity.
This year, the webinar is just a transition to sustainable lifestyle. This theme reflects the need to make the sustainable and healthy lifestyle choices available, accessible and affordable for all consumers while ensuring that these transactions uphold the people's basic rights and needs.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of March. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 28th of this month. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Minister for Railways, Technology and Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw inaugurated a new campus of Zetwerk Electronics at Sri Perumbudur. Speaking at the event, the minister said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country was growing at a faster pace at all fronts, including electronics, communication and digital infrastructure. He said that India is the second highest electronics exporter. Earlier interacting with the media at the Chennai airport, he said the central government has been encouraging investments to be set up in Tamil Nadu. He said that through Hyperloop is in a testing stage, it is a very important initiative towards a bigger vision. He said that the Ministry of Railways and IIT Madras is supporting the project. In Bihar, the festival of colors, Holi, is being celebrated with enthusiasm and people from all walks of society are smearing colors and gulal to each other. The celebrations are filled with music and dance, with people enjoying and dancing to film songs and traditional folk tunes at many places. The Fagun songs and Jogira, dedicated to Holi, with traditional musical instruments like dhol and majira, are creating memorable moments of the festival of color. More from our correspondent.
Holi ke din dil khil jaate hain, rangon mein rang mil jaate hain.
In Bihar, more most of the people are celebrating Holi with water and dry colors like soluble red, green colors, abir and gulal. But in the some parts of the state, revelers are enjoying the festival drenched in mud and water and smearing clay to each other. In some areas of Patna, Bhagalpur, Jamui, Munger, Kosi, Magad and Shahabad region, Kurta Phad Holi is also being celebrated, where people clad in old shirts and attires play Holi, and it culminates with tearing of clothes of each other. Festival of Color is also known for its traditional cuisines and food delicacies in Bihar, where children, young men and old people are releasing pua, thekua, dahi vada, kachori and gujia, and other delicious sweets are prepared at homes. People from Hindu community are also exchanging Holi greetings with other communities, giving message of communal harmony and peace on the occasion. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
India has reaffirmed its commitment to continue to act as a leading voice on advancing labour welfare, quality employment and social justice at Global Forum. Secretary Minister of Labour and Employment Sumita Davra said this while addressing the 353rd Governing Body meeting of the International Labour Organization in Geneva. She made several interventions on key issues, showcasing India's achievements, learnings and perspectives to advance the shared agenda of promoting labour welfare, social justice and quality employment generation globally. In Pakistan, the Balochistan Liberation Army, BLA, has claimed to have executed all 214 Pakistani military hostages captured during the Jafar Express passenger train incident. Jiand Baloch, the spokesperson for the rebel organization, said the Pakistani forces failed to respond to a 48-hour ultimatum for a prisoner exchange, leading to the mass execution. The rebel organization further claimed that they have always acted as per the international law, but the stubbornness of Pakistan forced them to act thus. The BLA also stated that their fighters, known as Fidayeen, carried out the operation with the intent to fight until the last bullet, ultimately taking their own lives after killing the hostages and engaging Pakistani soldiers. U.S. President Donald Trump has lauded U.S. discussions with Russian President Vladimir Putin regarding a U.S. proposed ceasefire in Ukraine as good and productive. This comes after Putin and U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff met in Moscow on Thursday evening, after which the Kremlin said it shared the cautious optimism of the U.S. over a peace process. Trump, in a social media post, expressed hope, stating that there is a very good chance that this horrible war can finally come to an end. Moving on to the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capital will lock horns with Mumbai Indians in the title clash at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. We have a report.
For the third time, Delhi Capitals will try their luck in the finals of WPL as they will up against the home side Mumbai Indians on a batting-friendly pitch. Former Australian skipper Meg Lanning-led Delhi Capitals are coming off a solid league stage, having won 5 and lost 3 out of 8 matches, finishing on top to earn a direct spot in the final. Mumbai Indians, on the other hand, have shown exceptional all-round performance as Net Saver is the leading scorer, while Amelia Kerr has bagged highest number of wickets. This is the second time when Delhi and Mumbai are up against each other in the finals. During the inaugural edition in 2023, both teams clashed in the finals, with Mumbai Indians winning the trophy. In 2024, Royal Challengers Bengaluru clinched the trophy, beating Delhi Capitals again in the finals. Today, Noura Fatehi will bring ultimate heat to the pre-final entertainment with her performance, which will be followed by a power-packed clash between the two sides. With Jigyasa Pandey, Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the weather department has said that light to moderate rains will continue during the next 24 hours, accompanied by snowfall in scattered areas. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates Lasit Borphukan Police Academy and lays foundation stone for housing projects at Dergaon in Golaghat district of Assam. ISRO successfully conducts flight acceptance hot test of cryogenic engine for LV-M3 launch vehicle at Mahindragiri in Tamil Nadu. All competitive examinations conducted through Maharashtra Public Service Commission to be held in Marathi also. Balochistan Liberation Army claims to have killed all 214 Pakistani military hostages taken in the train hijack incident. And in cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Mumbai Indians in the final of Women's Premier League in Mumbai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.